We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. Thanks again to Cody Schmick from Beer House and Kincaider and Sideshow Spirits and Howler House for joining us. He is doing a lot of things in this life, Sip. He's a very busy man.
Yeah,
we're busy, but he makes us look like we're not busy at all.
Yeah, it sounds he rushed out of here.
Wait, right to his car to probably go do some work somewhere.
Probably had another meeting of some sort. Happen. Cody did a great job explaining. I mean, it sounds like a wonderful business,
and it's fun, right?
Yeah, and a place to wind down and have fun. I mean, seeing a good comedian is, it's one of the best forms of entertainment.
It is,
and it's nice that he's supplying Lincoln with that sort of venue, right?
Well, like he said, I mean, the Funny Bone in Omaha gets good acts, and they're very busy. And Lincoln is too big of a town to not have a comedy club. He said Norfolk has 25,000 people packing a comedy play.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Why can a town of 300,000 not fill it up? And so they are.
Yeah, the answer is it can and it will, and we give Cody Schmick a lot of credit for that.
Yes.
If not full credit.
The website, again, beer for tickets for, you know, for the Howler House comedy or the Wildwoods party, the music show is Beer House, BIERHAUSNE.com.
Check it out.
Question for you, Sip, for this weekend. I know you're a busy man.
Yeah.
But Sunday is the Masters.
Okay.
Now, you have told me in years past that you don't watch at all until Sunday, which is fine.
I have it on.
You have been inclined to watch the back nine at the Masters.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll find yourself on Sunday seeking out the back nine?
I don't think it's rare for someone to answer this way. It depends what the situation is. If it's a horse race, yeah, I'll check it out.
So you'll go to your phone, check the leaderboard,
yeah,
and say if it's, you know, a one-shot lead for somebody, I'm checking it out. If it's a five-shot lead, I'm not going to it.
What's the threshold? The threshold is what you're asking me.
Yep.
Five-shot, I still might.
Okay.
If it gets to seven, then probably no go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good chance you're watching then.
Yeah. I don't mind watching a horse race. I don't. A back and forth. You know, a guy coming from, you know, five shots down or someone trying to hold on to a lead. I like that. I have it on. I usually do have it on. I think you've mischaracterized me to a certain extent in that
you've said it out loud yourself, though. I think you said it yourself, and
It's a good
repeated
nap.
It.
It's a good nap.
You're not napping during. You can nap during the front nine. You got to wake up for the back nine. Okay.
Yeah. There's a great chance it'll be on my TV. There's a good chance I'll watch it. How about that?
And you'll nap for part of it. Update.
I'm always up for a good nap.
Quick update and leaderboard. Justin Rose is one under today through three, so eight under now for the tournament.
Justin Rose, eight under.
Yep. He looked like he parred one, birdie two, and parred three today.
Conditions must be favorable, right?
They're not bad. I mean, it's a little bit of wind, a little windy there, a little chilly this morning, but it'll get warmer. Daniel Berger, two under par overall, one under today. Sung J.M., also two under par. Rory McIlroy should be on the course, I believe. Doesn't look like he's playing very well. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Where's he at here? Oh, McIlroy's not. He tees off like right now. So 8:58. It's 8:59. He's teeing off right now at this moment trying to get back after a rough end to his tournament yesterday.
You the sports question.
Hit me.
What would you prefer? And I think you're smart enough to address this. What would you prefer, an early tee time or later?
It all depends on, you know, as Bill says about football, you know, schedule is the same. It's the same thing for golf. Is the weather conditions going to be different in the morning to the afternoon, or is it the same throughout the day? There's some times where it's calm in the morning and here comes rain and wind in the afternoon. If it's something like that, then obviously the morning. If the conditions are the same, it's going to be a nice day, there's no wind, I think I still go with the morning. Waiting around for a long time can be tough.
Yeah, mentally. Mentally draining.
It's tough. You want, you know, it's for the first major of the year, you're jacked up for it. You're a lot of anxiety also. You want to wait several hours to tee off and let that get worse and worse, or just get going, wake up, practice, and get on the green or get on the course.
Other sporting talk. I did watch some video yesterday of Kendall Blue and
the new Nebraska commit from St. Thomas.
Right. And then the gentleman from Central Michigan.
That's Oogie.
Yeah. I think that Kendall Blue could be a starter.
I expect that. To me, he is a starter here.
Okay. He has that type of game. I think people are if you watch him, you watch his work at St. Thomas,
yes.
Minnesota.
Yep.
He's a lefty. Okay. He is a silky shooter. He's three level player though. He can get to the rim and he has a good mid range game. And he defends. That's the other thing. He defends. Kendall Blue is a defender. I think now the question would be, would they start a backcourt of Jamarcus Lawrence and Kendall Blue, or is the season work his way into that?
Well, is the season better as a starter or as a guy off the bench? That's the question.
I think a season off the bench makes more sense to me. And I'd want Lawrence and Blue. Listen, this is breaking
down
the lineup.
We're talking next year's Nebraska ball, April 11th.
I would want Jamarcus Lawrence and Blue in the lineup, partially for defensive purposes. And then the big kid is
Oogie.
Is similar to me to Morgan.
Andrew Morgan. Well, that's good.
Shoots it much better from the three, though.
Okay.
Probably not quite as, this is my opinion, not quite as athletic as Andrew Morgan, but better shooter. Probably maybe a little better defender. Defense.
There you go. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you on Monday. Enjoy the Masters. Bill's back Monday. Adios.